Welcome, parents, teachers, and students. We have prepared a wonderful story of Christmas for you today. This is a story about crime, corruption, and mystery. But most importantly, it's about saving Christmas. So without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the story. Our story begins in the lovely town of Brewsterville, a quiet town where Christmas is the most important time of the year. Hey, Ratchasorn, did you want to go see the Christmas diamond today? It's on display at the City Museum. Okay, let's go. I always wanted to see it up close. Should we call Pekin and see if he wants to come along? Great idea. Hello? Hi, do you want to go see the Blue Christmas Diamond today? Yeah, sure. What time are we going? Right now. Come on over and we'll go. Stand back, little ones. This is a crime scene. No one can enter. Oh no, what happened? There has been a theft. Someone came in last night and stole the magical blue Christmas diamond. Oh no. We must let the townspeople know. Hey everyone, seems someone has stolen the blue Christmas diamond. What are we going to do? Without the diamond, that means no Christmas. Don't worry, people of Brewsterville. We are the police. We will solve this case in no time. Oh, good. Please help us find the diamond. Move aside, people. The detective is here. I will collect all the evidence and get to the bottom of this. Everyone stand back, please. We have this under control. We will solve the mystery in no time. Thank you so much. We need to save Christmas. Okay, who was guarding the museum last night? We need to get them in for questioning. It was the elves, sir. They are always messing things up. Bring them in for questioning at once. Yes, sir. Here they are, sir. Your suspects as requested. All right, you scoundrels. Which one of you was on duty last night?
Not me. I was working in Santa's workshop, making toys for the nice kids.
Not me. I was in the mine, digging up coal for the naughty kids.
How about you? You look guilty.
No, sir. Last night I was not on duty. I was having dinner with the police chief.
Okay, that leaves one suspect. Where were you last night?
Okay, I admit it. I was guarding the museum last night.
Well then, I assume you know who stole it.
I'm sorry, sir. I was very tired from making toys all night. I fell asleep on the job. I didn't see anything.
Good grief. At least we have the CCTV footage.
Actually, sir, it seems the footage is missing.
Missing? How can that be?
Well, the cameras that were installed were fake. They never worked to begin with.
Oh, no.
Well, we will look at the evidence and come to a conclusion. After investigating the case, the police of Brewsterville have come to a conclusion. Will they be able to save Christmas? Let's find out. They are about to have a press conference.
People of Brewsterville, we are sorry to announce that the investigation of the missing Christmas diamond cannot continue. We have found that there is not enough evidence to convict anyone, and therefore the case is closed.
Oh no! What are we going to do? Without the diamond for the top of the tree, there will be no Christmas.
How can we keep the town safe in the future?
Maybe we can try the safety dance.
People of Brewsterville, it has come to my attention that the blue Christmas diamond has been stolen. This is not acceptable. We must find out who is the culprit. Since the police are unable to help us, I have called in a private detective. Her name is Sherlock Holmes. She and her team will solve this case once and for all.
Hello, townspeople. Thank you for having confidence in me to restore this wonderful holiday of Christmas to your wonderful town. I will begin the investigation and get to the bottom of this.
Sherlock Holmes begins his investigation by questioning suspects who may be involved. Let's wait and see what he finds out.
Excuse me, young man. We would like to ask you a few questions about the night that the blue diamond went missing from the museum.
Yes. What would you like to know?
You say you were asleep and had no idea what happened. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. Then why did Kanirak tell me she saw you drinking eggnog with the other elves behind the museum while you were supposed to be on duty?
I don't know what you are talking about.
Interesting, Elf 3. Are you telling me you were out to dinner with the police chief during the time of the incident?
Yes, sir.
Then why did he tell me that he was celebrating his anniversary with his wife that night?
I don't know why he would say that. That's not true.
Dr. Watson, something sounds fishy about this whole thing.
I agree with you, Holmes.
Especially the new car and house that the elves just bought?
Indeed.
Elf 3, can you explain how you can afford to buy that fancy new car on an elf salary?
I have been saving my money for many years.
That's ludicrous. Kanirak saw you and the police chief at the dealership last week. He had a big bag of cash, and later you were spotted driving off in your new Lamborghini.
Elf 3, you can come clean now, or I give you my word. I will find out and put you in jail for a long, long time.
Okay, I'll talk. I didn't want to do it, but they said they would frame me anyway, and I would be thrown in jail.
Now, calm down. As long as you can testify in court, we will not charge you with any crime.
Okay, I will do it.
Order in the courtroom. Everyone, please be seated. Today we have come to determine the real thief behind the missing blue diamond.
First, I would like to question Elf 3. He has given us some information that we feel can help solve this case.
Elf 3, is it true that the police chief bought you a Lamborghini last week?
Yes, it's true.
Why would he do that for you?
Seems like a very expensive Christmas present.
He told me if I skipped my guard duty, he would buy me a new car. I didn't ask why.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Police Chief, can you tell me why you would buy him a fancy car, just so that he would skip his duty? Remember, this is Christmas on the line.
Yes, just think about the look on your children's face in the morning, when you have to tell them that Santa didn't come.
Okay, fine, I admit it. There was a man that came to me and offered a lot of money for the diamond. He told me that he would pay me $5 million for the gem.
And why did he ask you?
He said that I was the only one that could use my power to make sure the job was done.
I see. So not only did you plan to ruin Christmas, but you also failed to do your job.
Yes, sir, but I can get the diamond back.
Your Honor, what do you think we should do?
Let's let the jury decide.
We find the defendant guilty of conspiracy to ruin Christmas.
Well then, the people have spoken. Mr. Police Chief, you will be transferred to the North Pole and forced to work in Santa's workshop, making toys for all the boys and girls.
Woohoo! Hooray! We will have Christmas after all.
It's a good thing that they found out about the blue Christmas diamond before Christmas time.
Right you are, Ken.
Now, let's watch the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight to celebrate the official lighting of the Brewsterville Christmas tree. This is a very special occasion, and I hope you all enjoy.